the connection between humans and horses is ancestral. Yet for most, the role in our everyday lives has diminished. One nonprofit is preserving the symbiotic relationship between humans and horses through equine-assisted therapy. People and Animal Learning Services, also known as PALS, is a nonprofit adaptive riding center in Bloomington that offers therapeutic riding sessions to individuals of any age in need of physical, mental, emotional, or developmental assistance. Volunteer and treasurer Lori Miller moved to Bloomington 3 years ago, bringing with her years of experience with horses and people with disabilities. Soon after her move, she began volunteering at PALS, a place that seamlessly combined both things. Miller explained how horse therapy compares to other forms of therapy in treating patients.
I think it's interesting. In one way, horses do not judge. Horses just give you what you present to them and mirror it back to you. And I have worked with clients here who, you know, maybe it's a kid who's been bullied in school or something like that, and they think that somebody's going to judge the way they look or their clothes or their whatever. And the message here is horse doesn't care. The horse takes you as you are. And so we have seen people open up to our horses in ways that they don't with humans. We've seen kids with disabilities speak more than their parents report that they've ever spoken. We have had a couple people with Alzheimer's come, and there's something about that interaction with the horse that taps into them, and they come back for that few minutes or a little glimpse or something. There's something about the energy of the horses that is really different than when you're working with a human therapist.
Executive Director Chris Herring discovered PALS after she was in a riding accident that nearly ended her bond with horses. Even after years of riding and training them, she considered walking away. Herring discussed how PALS impacted her relationship with horses.
Most of my life, I've ridden horses, I've had my own farm, training, all of that. I was focused on what I could achieve. You know, I love the horses, but it was for my goals. And what I've really realized is that by ensuring that I'm doing this for other people, that is the most satisfying thing. That's really become my purpose in life, is to be sure that people can make that connection. Before, I had a pretty bad riding accident and I lost my confidence. I was ready to walk away from horses, and I had this opportunity to come to PALS and the opportunity to become the executive director that really shifted my focus and purpose with horses.
Herring further explained the historic connection between humans and horses.
We're really disconnected from the natural world these days. So when you can come to a barn and you can connect with an animal that is as big and beautiful as a horse, it's a very unique and impactful experience. Humans have always been fascinated with horses. It's their size. It's their beauty. When I think back about personally, when I first saw a horse, it's this incredible desire to want that animal to come and connect with me. And I think people throughout history have really sought that connection. I do think horses love connecting with people in general. They're social creatures just like we are. They're family oriented just like we are. And they actually really seek to connect with us. So they do enjoy that connection.
Like humans, horses can experience burnout too. Herring discussed what steps PALS takes when this happens.
They are very much individuals like we are. Some horses come to the program and love this work and want to continue doing it. We watch them carefully because they can start to show signs of burnout, that they're no longer interested. And we honor that. So if a horse becomes bored with the work, we start to look for other horses, and we make sure that a horse that isn't a good fit for the program is moved on to a loving family with, you know, a very good situation. It's a perfect fit for them.
Miller explains how working at PALS impacts volunteers.
This place, you can give to others, and it will also give back to you. just being able to see our clients make new strides in something they're trying to accomplish, whether that's a physical thing or gaining confidence, feeling like they have more control over life. And then you watch the stories and it just fills your cup. And so it ends up really having an effect on you too.
You can visit PALStherapy.com for more information about becoming a volunteer or participant at PALS. For WFHB News, I'm Kelsey Peace.